Hi there. Let's have a look at coastal landforms caused by erosion. Firstly, let's have a look at processes of erosion. Erosion is the wearing away of rock using movement. Erosion happens in the sea in higher energy conditions. The types of erosion that affect coasts are abrasion, which is where pieces of rock are picked up by the waves and hit against the bed, the beach, or the cliffs. This wears them away. Secondly, hydraulic power or hydraulic action. Hydraulic power is where the force of the waves hitting against the other rock causes the rock to break down. Finally, attrition. Attrition is where pieces of bed load, which is material carried in the water, are hit against one another. This causes them to break apart and become smaller and more rounded. Let's just quickly recap that. What are the processes of erosion that affect coastal landscapes? Hydraulic power or action, abrasion, attrition. Which process of erosion involves pieces of bed load hitting into one another? Correct answer is attrition. Now let's have a look at wave cut platforms. Over time, cliffs are eroded by destructive waves, resulting in the formation of wave cut platforms. This is the process of a wave cut platform developing. Firstly, destructive waves are responsible for most of the erosion at the base of cliffs. Eventually, this erosion causes a wave cut notch to form. Continued erosion of the wave cut notch causes the rock above it to become less and less stable until it eventually collapses. Waves wash away the collapsed material and begin eroding away at the cliff again, causing a new wave cut notch to form. Over time, multiple collapsing events lead to the cliff retreating. What is left behind is called a wave cut platform. Let's just quickly recap. What is left behind after cliffs retreat due to erosion? Is it a wave cut shelf, a wave cut ledge, a wave cut table, or a wave cut platform? The correct answer is, of course, a wave cut platform. What are the different processes of erosion that affect coasts? Hydraulic power or action, attrition, and abrasion. What is the formation of wave cut platforms? Erosion causes the wave cut notch to form. Erosion of the wave cut notch causes the rock above it to collapse. Waves wash away the collapsed material and begin eroding the cliff again, and multiple collapsing events lead to the cliff retreating, leaving behind a wave cut platform.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other Revise podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from, and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.